News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
WSJM News Now is brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. The income tax will stand. A recount of Benton Harbor's recent vote to allow a city income tax was held at the Berrien County Courthouse today. The end result, the same. Berrien County Clerk Sharon Tyler said one no vote and one yes vote were added, so
the proposal has passed.
The income tax will be 1% for city residents and 0.5% for non-residents who work in the city. The tax also applies to businesses. The hand recount today only took a couple of hours. The final count on the Benton Harbor income tax, 512 to 491. The difference remains 21 votes. Set to close next month is the Village Market in South Haven. Village Market Corporate has confirmed for us that the store is shutting down. We got word of the closure when Ryan Moore of Moore Family Pharmacy sent out robocalls to his customers this week.
We are not changing location and will continue to feature our new prescription delivery program. We look forward to serving you and your prescription needs for many years to come.
So the Moore's Family Pharmacy remains open and will remain open in its current location, although possibly with a different entrance. Village Market was South Haven's last locally owned grocery store. In recent years, it faced stiff competition from Meijer and Walmart. Congressman Fred Upton is happy to continue running for the U.S. House. He told Michigan's Big Show this week. After studying the issue, he determined last week that running for the U.S. Senate against Debbie Stabenow would simply be too daunting of a task.
Got to raise $250,000 a week minimum. I can do that for a few weeks, but week 12, you go, why am I doing this thing?
Upton said he would not have gone negative on Stabenow, even if he had run.
I wouldn't have done that. You know, for sure there'd be contrast approach, for sure.
Upton told the Big Show the decision not to run for Senate wasn't easy, but he feels better remaining where he is. He adds he did get a lot of encouragement to run for Senate. Komen of Michigan has announced a new partnership designed to help get information out about breast cancer services. Komen's Erica Bills tells us the organization has been picked for a federal pilot program involving several agencies of the Michigan Breast and Cervical Cancer Control and Navigation Program. They're talking now about how to create a breast cancer toolkit.
Really to provide information to people about resources that are in the community. So one of the big struggles right now is accessing resources and putting them in one spot for people to be able to utilize.
Bills tells us there are many services available for breast cancer patients, but no way for them to be fully in the loop. Komen will work with the state on how to set up the new toolkit and be rolled out in February. Bill says it is unlikely the toolkit will be a website. The pilot program launches in Jackson County in a couple of months and will be rolled out to Berrien and Muskegon counties next fall. Territorial Road between North Branch Road and Milbert Drive is closed. While the Berrien County Road Department works to strengthen a recently rebuilt culvert that's been put in danger by heavy rains this month, Road Department Traffic Safety Supervisor Mike Youngling tells us the crews just finished up work on the collapsed Blue Creek culvert.
Because of the dirt was fairly new still, it started to slump. And that was discovered by our project engineer. So we have to go and make some repairs.
Now the Berrien County Road Department's working to reinforce the culvert threatened by that rain. Territorial Road now closed again. Traffic's being rerouted down North Branch Road and Park Road. The Berrien County Sheriff's Department and other local police agencies will be watching you this Thanksgiving. Berrien County Sheriff's Department First Deputy Robert Boyce tells us it is time for drive sober or get pulled over. That's when they have extra patrols out watching out for drunk drivers. This is a big time of year for drunk driving.
Every year around Thanksgiving, you get people traveling to and from their holiday festivities. And occasionally you'll have too many people take part in the festivities and then get behind the wheel when they shouldn't.
Berrien County Sheriff's Department teaming up with police departments in St. Joseph, Benton Harbor, Bridgman, and New Buffalo for the extra patrols. The patrols will start this Wednesday and run through December 10th. Boyce tells us one person is killed in a drunk driving crash in the United States every 51 minutes. And with Thanksgiving coming up this Thursday, utilities are giving customers some estimates regarding how much it will cost to prepare the big meal. Consumers Energy tells us it actually costs less than $2. In energy to prepare Thanksgiving's feast, and includes natural gas or electricity for roasting the stuffed 18-pound turkey at the center of the table and for simmering or baking enough side dishes and dessert to serve 12 people. Now, Consumers Energy adds you can increase your energy value even more, though, by using a roasting bag to cut the time in half it takes to cook the turkey. You can also combine several dishes when baking and keep the oven door closed. Utility has more energy-saving tips posted at consumersenergy.com/myhome. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lions report.
This is Dan Norton with Hilliard Lions bringing you the market recap and closing stock prices for Monday, November 20th, 2017. Stocks squeezed out small gains Monday, with telecoms and industrials helping to provide a lift. Trading is expected to remain subdued ahead of the Thanksgiving Day holiday on Thursday and an abbreviated Friday session. The S&P 500 rose 3 points to 2,582, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average advanced around 72 points to close at 23,430. The NASDAQ Composite Index rose 7 points to close at 6,790. Some stocks of local interest: American Electric Power was up 6 cents to close at $76.44. J.P. Morgan Chase was up 87 cents to close at $99.01. IBM was up $1.54 to close at $150.51. Apple was down 21 cents to close at $169.90. Fifth Third Bank was up 7 cents to close at $28.51. Stryker was down 65 cents to close at $154.75. And Whirlpool Corporation was down 20 cents to close at $165.20. This is Dan Norton with Hilliard Lions, where we take a team approach to your investment needs. We are located at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News now continues. New legal action following the deadly shootings in October in Las Vegas that left 58 concertgoers dead. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Already several lawsuits have been filed against Mandalay Bay hotel owner MGM and the makers and sellers of the bump stock gun accessory that allowed Stephen Paddock to fire rapidly. Now, a Texas law firm says it's filing suits against a list of companies and Paddock's estate, the suits representing over 450 victims injured in the shooting. Each lawsuit includes claims of negligence and some for wrongful death. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The gruesome slaughter of 7 people in 1969 turned Charles Manson into the leering face of evil on front pages around America and rewrote the history of an era. To many, the collateral damage from the killings included the era of peace, love, and flower power. Charles Manson died yesterday, and the bloodshed he orchestrated seemed to help expose the violent underside of the counterculture. Nebraska regulators have approved the controversial construction of the Keystone XL pipeline through their state. ABC's Ryan Burrow reports.
Nebraska Public Service Commissioner Crystal Rhodes laid out reasons why she would be voting no to TransCanada's application to build the pipeline across the state, including concerns over Native American land, landowners not being notified of the route, as well as tax and jobs concerns.
There was no evidence provided that any of the jobs created by the construction of this project would be given to Nebraska residents.
But in a 3-2 decision, the commission approved the construction.
Yes.
Political advocacy group Bold Nebraska has vowed to challenge the route. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
No threats, but robust security for the annual Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
In preparing for Thanksgiving, New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill is mindful of what happened here on Halloween when pedestrians were killed by a terrorist in a truck.
Every intersection, there'll be more blocker cars and there'll be sand-filled sanitation trucks.
There will be no crosstown traffic along a parade route lined by millions of spectators.
Pay attention to what's going on, and if you see something that doesn't look right, I think you have an obligation to come forward and let us know about it.
Otherwise, the focus will be on the giant balloons. New this year, Paw Patrol and Olaf from Frozen. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says designating North Korea as a state sponsor of terrorism is part of a new push to continue to, quote, turn the pressure up. Tillerson addressed a reporter to the White House today after President Trump announced the U.S. is putting North Korea on America's terrorism blacklist. Tillerson says the message to leader Kim Jong-un is that, quote, this is only going to get worse until you're ready to come and talk. No comment from President Trump on Senate candidate Roy Moore. ABC's Karen Travers has the latest from the White House.
President Trump would not weigh in on the Roy Moore scandal, not answering several questions shouted to him during a photo opportunity before his cabinet meeting Monday. Asked three times if he believed the women who've accused the Alabama Republican Senate candidate of sexual misconduct, the president simply said, thank you. A senior White House official said this weekend Mr. Trump has concerns about the accusations that have been made against Moore. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The Justice Department intends to sue AT&T to stop its $85 billion purchase of Time Warner. That sets the stage for a legal battle with AT&T. The telecom giant's CEO said earlier this month he would not sell key franchises of Time Warner to get the deal done. Karen Fonseca of Richmond, Texas, is threatening a civil rights lawsuit against the local sheriff. ABC's Jim Ryan says that she was arrested last week after photos of her anti-Trump bumper sticker were posted online.
The warrant for Karen Fonseca's arrest was signed weeks before images of her F Trump sticker made the news and relates to a three-year-old fraud case. State Representative Ron Reynolds calls it persecution.
This isn't North Korea, where there is no right to political free speech.
Fonseca says her anti-Trump sticker is no more vulgar than the man it targets.
If you can say grab those women by the... What is that statement comparison to what's on the back of the truck?
The sheriff expressed concern that the sticker might spark road rage. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And it wasn't, it was a strong opening for Justice League, but not strong enough. That's according to ABC's Christopher Watson with the latest box office numbers.
They said the age of heroes would never come again.
It's good news as far as it goes for Justice League. It debuted in the top spot over the weekend, but failed to crack $100 million. About $96 million is the best the superhero team-up movie could do. That's the lowest opening of any of the DC Universe films so far.
We all deserve a standing ovation.
Wonder is the big surprise. The story about a boy with facial deformities trying to fit in debuted with $27 million. Good for second. Thor Ragnarok dropped to third in its third weekend. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast, brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.